So I appear to have reached 100,000 subscribers, which is far larger than I ever expected my channel to get. I really never expected to have so many people listening to me. And I'd really like to thank everyone for joining me. I'm really humbled, to be honest. I really am. What I'm going to do while I'm... This is a bit of an unscripted ramble. Because I never really expected to be in this position, so I never really expected to know what to say. But what I'm going to do is, you can probably see fan art that people have done. I use that term loosely. But art that people have done for me that I really like. And I just want to show it off for people. Because I want people to see like the great stuff that people have done for me. Because I really appreciate it. I really do. You know, a lot of it's taken a lot of time. And a lot of love went into it, I think. So I just wanted to show off. But yeah, I never really expected to get to this sort of size. I never expected to have so many people listen to what I had to say. And so it becomes... You end up second-guessing yourself. You really do. You end up having to pass what you have to say before you say it. Because otherwise... there will be people who will misinterpret what you say if you don't say it clearly enough. And it's inevitable. It's not a criticism. It's just inevitable. I'm going to go through my recommendations in a minute, but I just wanted to talk about having a channel with 100,000 subscribers. It's a very interesting thing. You get so many people who want to talk to you, and I really like talking to everyone. That's the thing. I really, really enjoy it. You know, it's really, really interesting because it's like crowdsourcing knowledge. I don't claim to be an expert in anything, really. And I just do the research as well as I can do, you know, and I try to draw sensible and logical conclusions as best as possible. And if I fuck up, you know, there'll be someone in the comments who tells me bloody quickly, which is good. It's really good. But the thing is, it means that I have to spend a lot of time on my positions, which again is a good thing. But my opponents, the people who hate me, and you end up with a lot of people who hate you, they think that I say things like, oh, I'm a master of logic and all this sort of stuff. I don't say that sort of thing. But it all gets ascribed to me anyway because, I don't know, maybe other people say it or something. I don't know. Maybe that's the impression I give off. Maybe I'm a pretentious twat. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, this picture you're looking at now probably is something to do with it. But I think when you reach a certain size, your channel becomes more of an institution than the channel of an individual. I think people forget that, I mean, it's just me running this. No one else does anything for my channel. So, you know, it's a one-man operation. And I think when you get to a certain size, you become an institution. People, people who didn't know me or don't like me, you know, they watch one of my videos and say, no, I hate you. And I'm going to tell you why. They'd speak to me. But now they speak as if they are speaking to an audience somewhere else about me on my videos, as if I don't read the comments or something. It used to be, you know, I hate you because you this. And now it's this Sargon guy doesn't know what he's talking about and stuff like that. It's probably true. But yeah, they talk about me like I'm not there, which is fine. They can talk about me however they want. You know, it's... I'm completely free to do so, but it's just an interesting thing. And just something I've noticed, really. I can see why so many people in Gamergate who are quote-unquote e-celebs kind of like lost the plot a bit. You know, I can see why Internet Aristocrat shut down his channel. I can see why King of Pol kind of dropped his spaghetti. You know, I can see why Mundane Matt's quite defensive a lot of the time, because when you've got a lot of people coming and saying the same thing to you, even if they're only saying it individually, it can be difficult to deal with. You know, I'm not saying that it's anything more than words on the internet, because it's not. But I think that kind of... I mean, that's true. It's ultimately, that is very true. It is just words on the internet. It's important never to lose sight of that. But when you've invested yourself in something that you genuinely care about, I think you kind of... I think it's unfair to just say, oh, it's just words on the internet, because, you know, you end up caring about this stuff, you know? You really do, especially if you've put the time and effort in. And I guess, I mean, I don't have a problem being a quote-unquote e-celeb, because I don't really see myself as an e-celeb. And I think that probably helps. You know, I just see myself as a person, like every fucking one else. You know, I don't think I'm special in any way. I think I'm just some dude who has the time to do a YouTube channel. And so I've not really had one of the sort of fall from graces that the e-celebs and Gamergate had. And I think that what I would say is, I think that more forgiveness is probably needed for these people. And I'm not suggesting that worship e-celebs or, you know, anything like that. You know, they're just individuals. Again, they're just like you. They're just normal people. I don't even like the term e-celebs, but I guess you've got to have something, haven't you? You know, to distinguish them from people who consume content rather than people who create content. But it can be difficult, is all I'm saying. And I'm not trying to defend anyone. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just saying that I genuinely can see from the other side why people might have trouble with it. And I'm not saying, you know, blah blah blah, get kid gloves or anything like that, you know. I'm not saying don't criticize or anything like that. But I guess when you've got like 1,000 people calling you names, it can be difficult, I think. Not that really happens to me, but that's the thing. I never get to that point, because I don't have that many people calling me names, thankfully. Thank fuck. Feel free to call me names in the comments, will they? but yeah, I can see why it's difficult for people. But it's just a bit, again, a bit of unscripted rambling that I thought I'd go through. I hope you're enjoying the artwork. By now we've got to probably my favourite one, which is the... I mean, I really like them all, to be honest. They've all got their own charms. But I really like the contributions from the guys in 8chan, which was... This one is just awesome. Absolutely awesome. But yeah, so I just... I mean, I don't really know where I'm going with this. I'll shut the fuck up and get on with some recommendations, I think. But thanks, everyone, for joining me, really. Thanks for paying attention, and... thanks for liking my videos. It would be so much more difficult to do if you guys weren't so supportive, I guess, is what I'd like to say. And just thanks a lot. So what I'd really like to do is go through a bunch of recommendations. These are all smaller channels who I think really deserve some love. And I would strongly recommend you check them out, because these are content creators that I enjoy on a regular basis. And if I've overlooked anyone who I do enjoy and have forgotten, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. This is in no particular order. Generally alphabetic, no particular order. Just as and when they struck me, really. I'm going to start with Bane666AU. I think I've recommended him before when I reached 10,000 subscribers, but I'm going to recommend him again because he just does such a fantastic job of deconstructing feminist arguments. And he's got a series called The Propaganda of Toxic Feminism. And it's part 20, 21, something like that now. And it's a fantastic series. Really, really well done. And each episode is like an hour long. So it's the sort of thing you can put on like your second monitor in the background or something and just listen to. Really good. And he always sources everything he says. He shows you his working and you can check what he said. He's excellent, absolutely excellent. The only downside for me is that he uses a text-to-voice, text-to-speech modulator, but As I understand it, he can't speak, so it's inevitable that he has to use this. But he's really good. Really good. Well worth checking out. Cheshire Cat Studios are very, very good. It's a group of three or four guys who do reviews, podcasts, that sort of thing. And they're the sort of guys you can imagine sitting around and having a few beers with in the pub and just talking about shit, you know? Just like geek culture and shit. So they're really good. They're really funny. And I'll probably see if I can get them onto a podcast at some time. Because they're really decent. Really, really entertaining to listen to. Thoroughly recommended. Cool Hard Logic is a channel that I know so little about, other than the fact that the guy's videos are fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing. He is clearly a scientist, and he is a fucking excellent video producer. And he's funny. He's genuinely funny. My favourite bit of this channel is probably The Mind's Arse, which is where all of the bad ideas that these idiots come out with come from, instead of The Mind's Eye. Fucking amazing. Again, I'm not doing the justice just by recommending him like this, but seriously, check him out. He's fucking good. Some of you probably already know who Dick Coughlin is, and he's an unusual person for me to be recommending. He's a male feminist, and he looks like a fucking skaghead, but he's really funny. You can probably see the picture of Thunderfoot there that he's taking the piss out of, and I love Thunderfoot's channel, so I'm not trying to make a political statement with this, but this guy is just surprisingly amusing. He goes off on like 45-minute rants or whatever, but they're reasonably consistent, and they're just genuinely quite amusing. I don't agree with most of the things that he says. He's extremely left-wing, extremely. I mean, I'm left-wing, but this guy is extremely left-wing, and you know, he's a proud feminist, and he hates MRAs and all this sort of stuff, but he is just genuinely quite amusing. You know, I find him surprisingly watchable. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he isn't a dick. I mean, he's got quite a long history of being a dick. But again, I don't dislike him. From a male feminist to an MRA, Dr. Random McCam is probably one of my favourite YouTubers, just hands down. He is funny as all anything. He's very clever, very clever. And he's a very empathetic man. And he is just... Honestly, I wish he made more videos. I really do. Thoroughly recommended. Really, really great channel. This isn't a channel on YouTube. This is a website called Encyclopedia Dramatica. The tagline is, "In lols we trust." And oh my fucking lord. I tell you what you should do. Right, you should get stoned and then spend some time reading Encyclopedia Dramatica. It's puerile. It's childish. It's the sort of thing that you should be embarrassed about, but my god, it is fucking funny. And the thing about it is, it's fucking honest. I actually would trust Encyclopedia Dramatica more than I would trust Wikipedia on certain subjects. So, it's actually surprisingly well researched. And they are not afraid to say what they think. I wouldn't take everything 100% seriously, but even my own fucking page or my own entry on that is just, it's fucking hilarious. I don't even care. It's fucking hilarious. And that's the thing, they don't have favourites. They just go for fucking everyone. You know, it's like a fucking shotgun. Right, bam, bam, bam. Just see how many targets they can hit. Doesn't even matter. Don't take yourself fucking seriously. Sit back, get caned, have a laugh. Seriously. Evan Delshaw is a channel that I can see getting quite large. He's a guy, I think he's a one-man operation, but he's got really decent production values. Movie Bob. And he's really fucking funny. He always has quite an interesting take on the subject that he's dealing with. A little bit outside of the sort of normal, predictable opinion that you would expect to hear. So, honestly, really recommend checking him out. I really think his channel's going to grow quite large. This is the Exposing Feminism Facebook page. It's obviously not a YouTube channel. It is magnificent. Really, really good. It's run by a bunch of admins, and they are thorough, especially an admin called Magnanimous Man. He is fucking marvellous. He does a really, really good job of going through old newspapers from, like, you know, the 20s and 30s, if not earlier, and just extracting articles to, you know, to show that women weren't fucking oppressed. You know, it's a ridiculous state of affairs to say that women were chattel 100 years ago. And this guy, in this page, the admins on this do a really great job of showing that basically feminism is bullshit. And I really want to give them a shout out because they're really good. Gary Edwards is a classical philosopher. And he's very, very well educated. He's clearly better educated than I ever will be. And I would feel remiss if I didn't recommend his channel, because, I mean, it's not the easiest stuff to digest. It's not presented in the most edutainment sort of way. But it's very, very good if you feel that that's the sort of thing you might want to get into. He knows his stuff. If you use Twitter, you should be following Godfrey Elfwick. He is the most incredible social justice warrior I have ever come across in my life. Sorry, I said he. I meant Zia. He's demisexual, genderqueer, Muslim, atheist, literal good guy, itinerant jongleur. Pronouns are Zia, Zia self, Zia's and Zia self. Filters life through the lens of minority issues, probably because he is a trans nigger. He is fucking amazing. You will not be disappointed. John Conquest has been one of my favourite YouTube channels pretty much since I joined YouTube. He's very witty, very almost sort of stylish in his presentation. And he's very, very similar to my channel. He talks about the same sort of things I talk about, and he's well worth checking out. He doesn't make videos often enough, John, but when he does, they are absolutely worth your time. I do miss his original name with which I discovered his channel, which was Dildo Faggins. I think I certainly must give a shout out to all of the fine folks on Red Channet, otherwise known as Kotaku in Action on Reddit. Absolutely excellent forum for gaming information. They are just on top of their game all the time. And there is often, you know, over 1,500 people there. There wasn't when I took this screenshot, obviously, but often there really is. And it's a very, very productive place to go. Mr. Male Trope is a YouTube channel done by a guy who seems to be dedicated to dismantling any Sarkeesian's arguments. And he does it very calmly, respectfully, and methodically. He is fucking excellent. If you need to see how Anit Sarkeesian's arguments are bullshit, try this guy. He doesn't have the world's best voice, he doesn't have snappy, fast presentation or anything like that, but he slowly and, as I said, methodically just breaks it down piece by piece by piece until you can see that what she is saying is bullshit. He does an excellent job. My Crew is another one of my favourite channels. He's a veteran of the Atheist Plus social justice wars, and he is very funny. He writes, I think he writes scripts for his videos, but they're very lyrical. They're just monologues. You can just listen to them as he talks through them, but the language he uses is lovely. It's absolutely lovely, and honestly, I can't get enough of his videos. Raging Golden Eagle is someone that I've been subscribed to and has been subscribed to me since pretty much the start of my YouTube channel. And he is a really, really nice guy. He's an old school gamer and total all-round nerd. And it's great. He does videos, obviously, on that. He's been a supporter of Gamergate, and he's really, really worth listening to. He's genuinely aware of what's going on, and definitely worth checking out. Really, really nice guy. I'm gonna have to do a hangout with him sometime. I felt compelled to recommend the Rageaholic. You're probably all aware of him anyway, but he is just so good at doing on the fly rants. They're just so fucking excellent. I could listen to him all day, and his blowing the fuck out of Movie Bob was it was a thing of beauty. I mean, my video on Movie Bob was a methodical takedown of Bob's bullshit. This was just, boom, a punch to the face. Definitely worth checking out. He's a legend. Short Fat Otaku is one of Gamergate's strongest allies. It's run by Camera Lady and Dev. Camera Lady does the research and Dev does the voice work. And they also do gaming videos. But the videos you really want to pay attention to with Short Fat Otaku are the indefensible ones, because they are the people who have basically analysed the IDGA and gone all out to figure out what the fuck's going on, find all the conflicts of interest and expose the corruption. And they have done a magnificent job. Really, really, really recommend them. Sparky Fister is another one of my favourite channels. Him, me and Goodfella had a hangout way back when, and he gave me a recommendation when I had like 1,000 subscribers. And I really, really I'm really glad that I can return the favour, to be honest. He's fucking funny. Seriously, he is so fucking funny. you can see a Ryan Wiley image in this picture right now, so you should check it out, because it is not going to be a waste of your time. Spetsnaz is a channel I recommend for the sort of more manosphere types. He's very, very good. And he's very emotive. I mean, it's hard to overstate just how much of a depth of feeling comes across in his videos. They're very calm, they're very slow-paced, but that is definitely a recommendation. That's not a criticism. Trey of Triforia. Trey, you faggot. Make more fucking videos. Trey is a really, really... I really like this guy's videos, right? He's very understated. He's just calmly and casually going through the subjects that he's covering. I don't know why I like this guy's channel so much, but I really do, and I wish he'd make more fucking videos. Tyler Vey is a fat, hairy man beard who's gay and lives in his parents' basement. And he's awesome. He does really fucking great rants. He's got a great voice for it. And Bob Chipman loves him, so you should go and subscribe to him because he's fucking class. You probably already know V Monroe, but if you don't, check him out. He's crazy, funny, Romanian, crazy person. Great accent, and he covers a lot of stuff that is quite similar to what I cover, and you'll probably quite like it, so definitely check him out. Vernaculus is a very logical, rational young man. He's very pleasant, and he does really, really good mock trailers for social justice. Crisis, Crisis 2, Crisis 3, and the ever-popular Crisis 4. Seriously, they're really fucking good. Check them out. They must have been an awful lot of hard work. Here's a relatively random one. This is a lady called Victoria Flamel, and she's a young lady from Denmark, and she's really funny. Really, really funny. She's genuinely self-effacing and very self-aware and is actually just a really good comedian. So I totally, totally recommend her. If you want to know how to find me on Facebook, I am part of a group called The Rationalists, which is one of my most fun endeavours. I absolutely adore it. I've got some wonderful people in this group with me, and we all post our videos here, and it's just really good fun. The first rationalist is That Guy T, who is a very clever and very funny young man who needs to make more fucking videos. He's really good. Definitely subscribe to him. Shaunhead is probably more popular than I am, so I probably don't need to recommend her, but she's a fellow rationalist and she's my personal favourite, so you already subscribe to her, I imagine. Funniest woman on YouTube. Needs to make more videos. Although she did just get hired to write for the Libertarian Republic, so I'm looking forward to her posting them on the Facebook page so I can catch up with them. One of my old favourites is Goodfella. Again, these are all people on the Rationalist Facebook page, who is excellent. His gender studies videos that you can see along the bottom, they are fucking hilarious. They are probably the best piss take of gender studies degrees that it is possible to make. I can't recommend thoroughly enough. And he's an angry Scottish guy, and his GTA defences, his rebuttals of feminist attacks on GTA, fucking excellent. He knows his shit, and I love the exasperated tone he has with a lot of them. Maybe it's the accent, I don't know, but he's really good. He's a really nice guy as well, so definitely recommend checking him out. Justicar is like Marmite. You either love him or you hate him. And I love him. And he has a mind like a fucking razor blade. He is just dangerously sharp. So, and he is so fucking funny. Go and look for his reply to Emma Watson's He for She. Honestly, tell me you won't not be able to laugh. Yes, I do enjoy Double Negatives. If anyone remembers Snake Plissken-ist, he's back under the channel name Rizzle Dizzle, and he's joining us on The Rationalists, and he is just funny as anything. I love his style of mocking people. It is just so beautiful. It's almost inoffensive. It's so masterly crafted. I can't describe. You've just got to check it out. And he ends every video with a pleasant smile and have a nice day. And I find that very, very appealing. You should definitely check him out. I'm going to get him on a stream sometime. He's very funny. And he's a very clever man. And the last and most recent rationalist is Skeptor. He is a Jew, so obviously he's part of the World Zionist Conspiracy. But don't hold that against him, because he is very clever and he is very, very entertaining to listen to. And he really does have a great sense of humour. And for those wondering, the outro music I use is by a YouTuber called FamilyJules7X, and it's the Ken theme Street Fighter 2 guitar cover that this young metalhead has done. It's fucking amazing, but you already know, you've heard it. The whole thing is just fantastic. This kid is so fucking talented. So fucking talented. I wish I was as good as anything when I was his age. I was a fucking wastrel when I was his age. This kid's going places. And lastly, this is Vevictus, my gaming channel. I've had it for a little while. I don't tend to advertise it all that much. But I thought I would, because maybe some people would be interested in it who aren't aware of it. I have regular games that I play on there. I've got a long-running campaign of Medieval 2 that about 1,000 people watch, but they've been consistently watching it from the start, and everyone seems quite invested in it. It's going really well. I'm playing as England, so obviously I've subjected the British Isles to my rule, and I went over and colonised Denmark, and now I've conquered most of Germany, which puts me at odds with the French, obviously, but also the Hungarians, because they seem to be a great power in the game. But I also run various other little mini-series, and I check out interesting games that cross my path, or games from when I was a kid that I can now get on my browser, which is fucking amazing, like Moonstone. Honestly, I can't recommend Moonstone any more highly than I do. Also, at some point in the future, I'm thinking of running a Dungeons & Dragons campaign with some friends that I'm going to stream via my channel. And I should be able to do some quite nice sort of graphics and stuff, so it'll actually be worth watching. And you can ask any of my friends. Apparently, I am a very good dungeon master, so I don't mean to toot my own horn, but that's actually one of my proudest accomplishments. Because I'm such a fucking nerd. Anyway, thanks again, everyone. Honestly, thanks for everything. Thanks for supporting me on Patreon. Thanks for watching my videos. I really couldn't do any of this without you guys. And it's a dream come true. Honestly, this is just the best career I've ever had. The best. Honestly, I've never had a job this good. Never. And I really fucking love it. I get to challenge myself doing it, and it's really rewarding. And it's great to have all the feedback from everyone, whether I'm right or wrong, you know. I really appreciate people taking the time. Take care, everyone.